From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The 2021 California almond crop is expected to produce 2.8 billion pounds, down 10% from last year's record of 3.1 billion pounds. According to an almond grower survey, this is due in part to the ongoing drought and record high temps in June. Popular for snacking as an ingredient or made into almond flour or butter, almonds remain in high demand throughout the world. California grows 80% of the world's almonds. Siding with farm activists, President Biden says Big Ag is putting a squeeze on farmers and signed an executive order telling the USDA to rejuvenate the livestock, seed, fertilizer, and retail food markets. Agriculture.com reports the president's order was part of his drive for long-term economic growth after the pandemic recession. He says we've seen less competition and more concentration over the past few decades, and that's holding our economy back. The Renewable Fuels Association thanked House and Senate members for collaborating on a legislative remedy to the recent court decision striking down year-round sales of E15 ethanol blend. In the House, the bill is called the Year-Round Fuel Choice Act, and in the Senate, it's the Consumer and Fuel Retailer Choice Act. RFA President Jeff Cooper appreciates the quick work following the July 2nd ruling, saying he's committed to working with Congress and the administration to make year-round E15 a reality. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.